The U.S. military has been engaged in heavy fighting in eastern Afghanistan for months against groups of Afghan and Pakistani militants, as well as foreign fighters. Lieutenant Commander Walter Matthews says one of Friday's raids targeted a compound of an al-Qaeda leader.
In Dara Noor District, coalition forces targeted a known al-Qaeda leader believing to facilitate movement of foreign fighters and weapons into Konar province. The al-Qaeda leader is also believed to be in contact with other militants in the region, coordinating attacks against coalition forces and innocent civilians.
The military did not say if the leader was killed during the raid, but said troops killed one armed woman during the operation. Local officials say they are looking into reports that some civilians were killed during the operation. Other raids targeted the so-called Haqqani Network, a group of militants led by Jalaluddin Haqqani, a longtime Afghan guerrilla commander who U.S. officials have alleged has ties to al-Qaeda militants and Pakistani intelligence agents. Meanwhile, a British newspaper says the head of the country's elite special forces in Afghanistan has abruptly resigned because of a lack of armored vehicles for his troops. The Daily Telegraph reported Major Sebastian Morley claimed the British Defense Ministry ignored his warnings that the military's lightly armored Snatch Land Rovers are too vulnerable for the Afghan mission. The major blamed the deaths of four troops on what he called the ministry's chronic underinvestment. The Defense Ministry responded that officials are focused on providing vehicles to protect troops from the ever-shifting threats posed by the enemy. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.